This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Colin Leitner. In the Indo-Pacific, the U.S. Navy and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, are bolstering their maritime partnership. The second ever ASEAN-U.S. maritime exercise co-hosted by Indonesia and the United States, December 10th. The exercise focuses on shared commitments to regional security and stability. This year's training includes expert exchanges on the law of the sea, medical evacuation drills, and simulated sea rescue. The event will culminate in a two-day sea phase in the Singapore Strait. The U.S. Navy's littoral combat ship, USS Cincinnati, LCS-20, will join 8 ships from the ASEAN member states to practice tactical maneuvers and search and rescue operations. Captain Matt Cox, Deputy Commodore, Destroyer Squadron 7, called the exercise the tangible representation of our collaboration and partnerships. This event follows the inaugural exercise held back in 2019, continuing to build on years of joint training in the region. The U.S. and Republic of Korea navies have successfully completed their biennial anti-submarine warfare exercise, Silent Shark 2025, in the waters off the coast of Guam, December 11th. The long-standing exercise is designed to strengthen combined undersea capabilities. This year's 10th iteration brought together a U.S. fast attack submarine, the South Korean submarine ROKS Onmu SS-085, and maritime patrol aircraft from both nations to practice submarine tracking and engagement tactics. Ashore, the crews trained together using the Integrated Submarine Piloting and Navigation Trainer at Naval Base Guam. Commander Greg Storer of the USS Springfield SSN-761 said the partnerships built during exercise like Silent Shark are vital to reinforcing their combined efforts to maintain stability and security across the Indo-Pacific. The exercise highlights the ongoing military cooperation and commitment to regional security between the two allied navies. From Office here at American Forces Network, SASPO, thanks for listening.